We are continuing our shiurim on the Shah Kavanas, on, well, the Kavanas of Kaddish. We're using Nikudas HaKesef. We're on page 202 in the book. In the PDF, we're on page 49. We're actually going to skip page 49 for the simple reason that in the Shah Kavanas, brings a complicated cheshbon of what we call the Hamtaka Sheni. We spoke about the Hamtaka Rishon, and how the Mochem de Gadlus, which is Bechinas, the Reshimo that comes and does a Hamtaka on the Mochem de Katnus, in order that there should be an Echiz of the Chitzarnim. And then the Arizal talks to us about a different Hamtaka, Hamtaka Sheni. So on page 202 or page 49 in the PDF, it goes to a complicated Cheshbon over here, which the Cheshash doesn't bring down. So there's no, since we're doing this all up here, Cheshash, so we're not going to go through the Shakavanas over here. And the Mefarshim are sort of deal with why the Rashash actually doesn't bring it down, if the Arizal brought it down, and the Rashash always says that he brings everything b'shem the Arizal, why did he leave out a whole big shtickle? So they mention over here that it's actually not from the Rav Chaim Vital. Rav Chaim Vital brings down Me'ish Acher. It's in the middle of the first shtickle. Kabbalatev me'ish acher shekiblu memorizal. So apparently he wasn't there in the shir. I don't know, maybe his wife had a baby and he had to go to the hospital, whatever. He wasn't there and he received it from another Talmid of the Arizal that was there. So, as we know, Shittas of the Shash is that he only takes from Rav Chaim Vital. He doesn't trust anybody else.
Do other people accept this part?
Who's other people? No, we're talking about the Talmud Muvak of the Arizal. That's the, and all the sovereign that we have is all up here of Chaim Vital.
I understand, but if Chaim Vital was masking to take this, then it's at least a science, a scomata
That could be. Well, Rashash felt not like that.
I understand, but that's why I asked whether there were other Mekubalim who saw it.
But right now we're doing the Rashash, though I wouldn't know. Okay, so let's see the Kavanas inside on page 203.
Have you been once in the Kaddish?
What?
Have you been once in the Kaddish?
What do you mean, been once in the Kaddish?
It's Kavanas.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
It's Geshmak.
What?
It's very Geshmak.
Yeah, all the ones.
I've seen one.
So here we go. So we're going to show you a picture of the, what we're going to do, what's called the Hamtaka Sheni. The Hamtaka Sheni, which is on page 203.
Oh, 203.
Yeah. So just on PDF, it looks a bit different, but it's the same thing. Okay, so here we go. So we're going to start where the gray box is. That's where primarily. So let's read the word actually on top. So what part of the Kaddish are we talking about? So it's be'alma di. D is a crucial word over here. The D, because that is the 14. Remember, we're dealing with the mab hasheni de tevis. The mab hasheni tevis means the 42. Words of the Tevis, so it's split into the different sections. It doesn't come down to 42, but this is going to come out to be Yudalid, which is going to be the D, and then another 28 letters after that. That's the way it's split up in the second one over here.
And it's not D. D.
Sorry, that was the Oysters. Mab the Tevis the Sheni. It's split out in the following way. Dalid, Yud, and then Chavches. 4 and then 10. So, Yisgada, Shemei, Rabba, that's the 4. And then Yud letters, which is from Be'alma ad Meshiche, that's what we're going to do right now.
Words, you mean?
Words, yeah. Tevis. Sorry. Tevis. Mab the Tevis. So we got the first 4 words. And then the next 10 words, and then another 28 words after that. That's the mab.
What
28
words?
We're gonna see. Well, we're not gonna do 28. Right now we're concentrating on the middle section, which is the 10 words. Okay? So that's Ba'alma di v'rachilse v'yamlich malchuse v'yatzmach pukane v'karu v'shiche. Okay, that's 10 words. But what are these 10 words? What are they going to do for us? They're going to do the Hamtaka Sheni. So look at the bottom of the page over here by the gray. And here we'll find the Hamtaka Sheni. Yechavel lehamtik es kol ha-klolos ha-mochem de-katnus de-abba V'yudalet oisyos the sag the mochim de gadlus the abba. V'yudalet oisyos the ma the mochim de gadlus the ima. L'cholos al mochim de gadlus the ima. So because of what you're bringing down, you're bringing down the mochim de gadlus, and that's going to that's going to do hamtaka on the mochim de gadlus of both abba and ima, and that's going to push away. And that's going to push away the chitzonis, and that's what we want. Okay.
What is it? That's.
So yeah. So the havayas are always the havayas in the pictures are always the mochim de gadlus. So you're going to have a havaya pshuta, and the mali, which is the keser and the chokhma, the keser and the chokhma, and then you're going to have the elokims, which is mochim de gadlus. So you see that one falls into the other. Not like the previous kavanah talker that we had the ashishilu of the havayas and elokims together. Here it's working a bit differently over here. Okay, so let's go right on page 204.
That's the shakamis. This sag going to mamtik the elokim and this ma be mamtik the elokim the haba. That's the shakamis.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you gone through it?
It's completely
different. It's completely different. Look at the one. Here, can maybe a Rav Cheshbon Habtokas Mishem Elokim Omna Rabbeinu Shasi De Lo Hevi Kol Ze Hakavon.
Oh,
so let's go back to it. So we're on page now 204. Said Habtokas Shlishi the Mochim De Gal the Vak the Yenika. Okay, so now we're going to come on to another Hamtoka. You see how important the Hamtoka is. We have three various ways how to do the Hamtoka.
The Hamtoka Rishonah was with the Mochim, the Rishimo, the Abba V'Ima, or the Katsha'ot, or the Ayom, whatever.
Uh-huh.
Yeah? So why do we have two sets here?
Because you have Ibur and Yenika.
And here you don't have Ibur v'Yenika anymore.
No, it's working differently. It is working differently. It's a Hamtaka Sheni, and you see also it's different because there's no Shiluvim. Here it's working with the Shiluv. It doesn't really answer why. It doesn't say why it's after by Shiluv, and here is not by Shiluv. I suppose once you've done the major Hamtaka Rishon, which is Aridei Shiluv, suppose here you don't need a Shiluv. And also, you don't see the chilul between, like you pointed out, the unique and evil. It's working differently.
It's not with havayot. It's just with
Of course, havayot. Yeah.
No, it's havayot
and sag and ma.
Ah, you can't have a shiluv. Hmm? Ah, you want a shiluv? We don't find shiluv like this.
Excuse me.
Do we find anywhere in the ganze kavanos a musag of shiluv, milui and elokim?
Yeah, it could be in Chanukah. But it's not the point. The point is, why do you need the milu? You just have a poshut and a lukim like you did over here.
No, we want your dalet. We want the your dalet. We want your dalet. For your dalet, you have to have poshut and male.
And over here, what did we have over here?
No, that it was just with the reshimo de avayot. There's no.
Okay. But
reshimo, you can be mashalev. It's too. Two Shemo is Shem Avaya, Shem Elokim. You can be Meshalev them.
What?
You can't be Meshalev Milui and Shem.
Why not?
It means Shem Abimino.
It sounds like you know what you're talking about.
Definitely. What do you mean? No, you can't be Meshalev. It doesn't mean anything to be Meshalev.
Okay, I'm Chanukah. Can you have the cash?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
What's between the white and the two?
Because we're not explaining that. Whatever is in grey, we're explaining.
As it, because it's in grey.
That's the way always.
It's a highlight. He's highlighting this part in order to show us that that's what he's focusing on, as opposed to the other. Come on.
Just to tell you what I was saying about.
I mean, the actual color is.
No, it's all white.
The Bema says it's all white.
It just highlights it. You can put it yellow, green.
Oh, he knows that.
Okay, let's learn something today. Come on. 204. Okay. Said the Hamtokas Ashlishi.
I go back. He's not going to explain this one.
Later on, he'll explain. Later on. Klolas Esetavas the Amma.
You come back to this. Okay.
Okay. Maybe if we go forward, maybe maybe we might get to it.
No,
because of the Rabbi Shakavon Hadush Hakiddush. The Nalza Inam Ki Gam Yesh Shtei Koichos Shtei Koach Shtei Pamin Koach VeShtei Pamin Mab. Hine BeKoach Shel Sag Tichavel Hamtik Elokim DeKatnu Zeava. So it says the Shakavonas when you're dealing with the Koach of Sag. That's going to mamtik the Elokim zekatus the Abba. The koal the mat techavel hamtik Elokim the ima. Okay, so sag is going to do the koach to mamtik the katus the Abba, and ma is going to be the hamtokas Elokim's the ima. So he says in the Kufis Kesef, hine bi'alnu el shel rab chile b'divu kotosh ben shtei minei mab. Remember, we have two mabs of tevas and two mabs of oisios. The korel mab rishon the oyster the tevas the oysters shemab the as a mab sheni the tevas oysters chilikle yudalit and chav chet. Right, so what we call beforehand that the first mab the tevas you call the mab shlemus because it's the seven words of the shtabach. Okay, seven words and has six letters, so it's all one. You see the 42 letters over there. Okay, or you're going to see the 42 or the 42 from the Vavs. That's the of the Shtabach, Hisbali. So all those seven Vavs, 7 times 6 is 42, so you're going to see that over there. A Mashakol Rav Sham and Mab the Shlemus, who Mab Rishim the Tevas, Hanir Maz Bezayin Tevas, the Shtabach. ועל ידי שנמשוך המוח עם דגלוס דאבא לגל דהיכל קודש קודושי מספר א' מספר 1 of the tabla דלאל. So let's see that inside. So this is the tabla which is referring to, that we're going to keep on referring to. I've seen other charts made in different ways, but this is also very nice. Okay, so this is, again, we're going to look at this as all the gal of Zah. The gal of Zah. Or we can look at it as Abba as well, but this particular, the way he titles it, is Zah. So this is number one over here. So when you're going to say the four words, when you say, the seven words, Vayishtabach Az Vayishalel, that's going to be the Mab the Tevas. That's number one. So I'll repeat. V'hine, V'anolel, Mashikol Rav Sham Mab Bishlemuso, this is the first Mab, the tevas, who mab rishon the tevas and nirmas bedalit betalis tevas avishtabach she'al yedei nimsh she'al yedei al yodom nimshachim amochim degalus de'aba legal teherel kodesh kodosh shenika atik venukva de'aba abba ve'ima, and that's also called number one. So we have various names for it. We can call it the gal de'za or the hechel kodosh kodoshim or atik venukva abba ve'ima, or we can call it number one. V'chein hu sham b'mab harishon de'oisius ha'nirmaz b'zayin vovim de'ishtabach she'al yodam nimshach ha'mochim de'galus de'imana de'shisha he'cholos ha'tachdonis nikra zu shehu mispav vav b'tabla. So we look on the other chart. That was all the gal. Now this is all the vak of zah. And what we're going to be doing when we're saying the again v'yishtabach and v'yishalil, but just concentrating on the Vavs, 6 times 7 is 42, you're going to be being memalid that mokum. You're going to be bringing Shefa de Gadlus over there. Omna, Amaba Sheni, this is where it gets split up. We don't say this 42 all in one go, but rather it's 14 and 28. So the Amaba Sheni, the Tevas, Ve'ois is Chilik Rav Liyudali V'chavches. Ve'kaman also L'shem, L'sham, L'shem Shem, so Lisham, Shem Mab, Hasheni the Tevas, Hanirmaz beizgadal ad the Amrinan be'alma, ve'al yodom nimshachem amochim legadus the Abba legal the vak the hechal kodesh kodoshim, which is called Achampi v'nukva v'yasu, a mitzvah sheni. So let's look at that on the chart again. We're going to have to go to the gal, to the gal of the chart. So is the gal the chart? We're going to be doing number two when we say those words. V'yizgada, v'yizgadash, the vav, the Vav, sorry, the 14, the 12, and the 14. So that's going to be from the words of, So that's going to be, you have all three. Let's do it all together to make sense of this. So you have the Kesa, the Chochmah, and the Bin over here. That's important to understand. You're going to be all doing that. All that's going to be happening. So when you're doing the Keser, you're doing from the tables, Yizgada, Yizgada, Shemel. Those four words are going to come in. The Keser of that back. And then when you're doing the Chochmah, you bring in Me'alma Ad Mishiche. And the Bina is through the tables of Yehishmei Rabba. Okay? All that's going to bring in this section over here called the Kachav of the Vak of the Echel HaKodekoshim. Let's see it again. Omna. Maba Sheni, the Tevas, the Oysa, Shechilik Arab, Yudalit, the Chavches, Kavanot, the Shem, Sham, Lisham, Shem, Maba Sheni, the Tevas, Nilmas, the Yidgadal, Ad, the Amrinan, the Alma. The Al Yodom, Nimshach, Mochim, the Galus, the Abba, the Gad, the Vak, the Hechel Kodesh Kodoshim, which is called Al Kampi Vinuk, the Yasu, which is number two. That was with the Teva. And when you're doing with the Oisius, Nilmas be Yudal Oisius, be Tevas D, be Alma Divara. So, the Chav Ches Oisius, that's the 14, and what about the 28? 20 Oisius, me the Heshme Rabba, Ad Almaya, She Al Yodam, Nimshav Hamuch, the God of the Ima, Vega lega de vak de shisha hecholas the tafdonis nika Yaakov and Rachel, and that if you look on the other chart, that's going to be number 7. That's exactly the same mokum. That's going to be the kachav over here. Now ve'ata melamdeinu arav. Now this is where, why is he telling us this? We know that already. He's going to tell us where the hamtaka shlishi is happening over here. This is very important now. Omna ve'ata. Sorry, melamdeinu arav she'al yodom. That means the shtei mine mab ashniim, the tevas ve'oisius, ha'elo ha'nichlokim, nichlokim between the 14 and the 28, nasi z'amtokas amochin dekatnas kasher, lamadnu le'el b'amtokas ashniya, ve'nasi z'betevas mishiche. So in the same way we saw hamtoka over there, we're doing this hamtoka over here. And the way it's going to work is he's going to explain right now to us. Now, Vuhu, She'alidei Chav Ches Tevas, the 28 Tevas, Shehem, again, Yehei Shemei Rabba, Adi Amram Be'alma, She'al Yadom Nimshach Moch HaBina, De Protus Agar, De Gadlus, De Abba, De Vak, De Hechal Kodosh Kodoshem, Yimtiko Amochim, De Katnus, De Abba. So that's number one. So, if you look over here, I drew a little line over here. So it's going to be from this position over here, which is Bechlal, the Gadlus of, this is what we call the Gadlus, the Bina particularly, which is going to go down into the Kach of Chagat of the Chagat. If you can see that, draw a little line. That's going to be the Amtaka Shlishi over here that we're talking about. From the Bina of the Vak, of the Gal, it's going to be mashpia onto the kachav chagat of the chagat.
The bina of the vak, you mean?
The bina of the kachav of the vak.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, whatever you want to call it, yeah. And of the hechal kodosh koloshim.
It's not bina de kachav de vak. It's bina de vak.
Bina de vak, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Well, we call this the Gal, so I call it the bina of the kachav, the bina of the Gal.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's going to be mashpia on just a level down to the unika stage, which is going to be the kachav of the chagat of the chagat. That's number one. Number two is going to be, that's all in the Hechel Kodesh Kodoshim. We're going to find the same type of antoka also in the tzad of the vak of Zam. And he says as follows, Ve'al yedei kocham, al yedei koach, Oisius now, that was Tevas. Well, we're talking about the second one now. Shehe mehe ad almaya. She al yodem nishach avocha bina. The produce, the gal, the gadus, the ima, the vak, the shisha, hecholos, the tachtonis, and nikra, Yaakov, Rachel. Yimtiku, what? Morchim, the gadus, the ima. That's going to come down, the exact same scenario over here. It looks identical as well. You're going to have the bina coming down to be mamtik, the katnus over here. Now, said I'm talking nasib often kazir. Here, I'm morchim, the gal, the yinika, the ima, nimshuku kvar, betavis, ameni heshemei rabba. So we already found that the mochim, the gal, the yinika, already came down from ima when you said the words, yeheshemei rabba. Vem shumos elokim eliim. Believe, as opposed to just put aleph lamed mem. Va'ach shenimshach mocha bina, the ima, the gal, the vak, the shisha hecholot, which is called Yaakov or Rachel, bechav ches oisius, beheshemei rabba ad, Almaya nechaben lehamtik al yodam etz gimel shemos elokim melein demochem degar deyinika deima. Can he's going to say besidua kodesh betevas yizbarach? As we'll see in a minute. Ve'ache can he says mochem bina de'a, but that's all on the ima side.
You mean achre shemshach mocha bina de'ima degar devak deshishay chalot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is
this one? Yeah. Yeah. Ah, that was before. Okay. Yes. Okay. So you read. Yeah.
That's the God. This is the God the Yenika. Now, when we do the Abba, the exact same thing is going to happen as well. Va'ache can he says mochin the bina de Abba, the God the Bach the Kodesh Kodashim. בחפץ הטבעס מהישם הרב עד ועד בעלמה, וחב לעם שלך טבעס אומן, בטבעס אומן, אחר דאמרינה בעלמה, אס אמורכם דגר, now this is probably a mistake, because you talk about unique at the email, it's a mistake, all that, נחבן שעל יודם כוח הטבעס דמוח בינה, הניסקה לאל, Yimtuku mor de gal de yinika de abba. So again, I previously showed that. I'll show that again to you. That's going to go back to Abba's shefa coming down to the gal de back. It's going to be the bina being mashpia on the gal de back.
When is that's for the am? No, the amen is for this one.
Yeah.
And for the ima, what do we have? Which? Mkayin amshu betevas omein. Hashem can for the ima. I didn't say any teva.
No, that's going to be that's going to be in the word Isborach. Yeah, Isborach. That's what we said early on, and here is going to be Koach. I should have wrote it over here. The Koach Amen.
It's a bit strange because Be'etzem, when you said the word Isborach, you didn't get all the.
Tevis Amen Achad Amrin. He says it in his chart himself. Amen. But he says the same thing. Tevis Amen Yeshua Malav and Misham Malav and Migad and Yehud Amrin. No, that is when the Kachav itself comes in. And this is the Amtak of the Bina. You want to see whether he says it in his chart. No, he doesn't mention it.
That's funny, yeah. He says Amen for something.
Welcome to Kazakh in the Mila Yisbara, yeah.
The
Amen is for the Hechal HaKodesh Kol, that's for Amen.
Stam, yeah. Okay. Yeah. For Ima's wife.
He was Yisbara.
No.
What do you mean that? That's what he said.
Amen says.
Look over the side, page 205.
Yes.
Right, so look at the bottom box. See, yeah. We see the big word there, the bottom box, Yisbarach.
Yes.
We'll see that in there, okay? The Adda Nire, it's a Loshon, now we're going to see the Siddur himself. It's Loshon Kosher Shel Siddur HaKodesh. Bo Nire Ta Mokom Hamshachas Amokim De Bina De Ima De Chavches Oysus Shechal Ashechlu, and it starts B'Tevas Yehishemei V'Nistayim B'Tevas Be'almiya. That's where it starts. It's when the chef of Ima come inside, the Bina. V'am togas gimol mochim delokim meleim degal deyinika deima nimshuchu amen shenimshuchu beamen yeshemei rabba Betevas yis bavach. Okay, so the punchline, you have two things coming in, right? So you have the koach, the gadus coming in, the katz is coming in, and then the koach amtoka is actually happening in the word yis bavach. Ve'achikach, that's all mitzad ima. That's the shesha hecholas. When you talk about abos amtoka, to that particular side of the galde, the galdeza, then achikach nire et amokam shoch zemokam debina de abba bechavches chavches or tevas sheitchilu beheshemay v'nistayim betevas damrin amalma v'achikach b'amshoch zemokam de gar the yinika. So you always bring the gadlus first, and then you're going to bring the katnus. V'achikach b'amshoch zemokam de gar the yinika de abba. Hem gimel elokim meleim b'teves omen. V'am tokam sham al yedei chavches. And he's clear. So it works a bit differently. Okay? So let's see that. Let's see mamish that inside. The way it works. So this is going to be on page 52 on the PDF. And 205 in the book. So let's read it out together. Yichaveh. Maybe bring a little close up over here. Okay. Now, we start from the top over here in the gray part, right? Tichavim bechav ches oisis. Okay. So, what are we saying over here? This is going to be being mashpir on the shisha hecholos atachton is the ima. From ima into the vak dizal. Remember that. So we're going to use 28 letters. V'chavin chavches oisis dezayin tevas elu. Dezayin tevas elu lehamshich tzelem shalom deneranchi deneshama demochim. Right? First we bring down, remember the cold summer. We bring down the oiris, we're going to bring down the moichim. And unfortunately we don't see the tzlam and the levushim or the kelimim. All we see is the oiris and the moichim. Mm-hmm. And what are they? The galus, the ima, shem chavches oisius, dima. So we're going to use the shem ma. And here we go. So neranche the neshama de ima. That means the bina de ima. That's going to be the bina de ima. And you see the tzeir underneath the ekev havaya benikudos of bina. And here is the shefa which is coming in. Right? Yud, K, Vav, K. Right? It's a Havaya. It's a Havaya. Why? Because it is Mochim de Gadlus. Mm-hmm. Next thing we see that it's a Mali de Mali. Mali de Mali is connected Bina. So that makes sense that the Bina is coming down, which is Mochim de Gadlus. And where is it going to? So he says, Le Patsuf Bina de Zam. And a code word for that in Patsufim is Yaakov Orachel. And we already learned that it's a bit of a riches loshon. It just means za de asiyah de atzilus. The middle za is sort of not really in place. Ve asiyah de tachta. So you're being mashpil on those two different points. Ve yizborach. So when is the amtoka going to happen? This is what we're looking for. The amtoka is yizborach. Then he says, Yechaven lehamtik b'chav ches oishis elu et kol ha-klolus agar de katnus te'ima. So there again, you're going to find the miloi of the Havaya, right? The Yud Kivavke, and those are the miluim of the Elohims as well. Okay, like for like.
You know why? The miluim by Elohim.
Right, and you have the miloi of Havaya.
No, got miluim the Elohim, not miluim the miluim.
Aleph, 1 second. Aleph, Lamed.
What's milui?
We deal. You know why? Because that's right. We're not dealing with the bean over there. What are we dealing with over there? We're dealing with the kachav chagat. The kachav chagat. See, if we would only be dealing with the, you're right. If we're only dealing with the bina, then it's milui de milui. Mm-hmm. We're not only dealing with the bina. We're dealing actually with the kachav chagat over there.
Can you explain
more? Yeah. There's Kaf Chagat, and then you have a Chagat Nahi. Okay? And then you have the Nahi. So we're dealing, since we're dealing with the Kacham Chagat, we're not dealing particularly with the Bina. Here we're dealing with the Bina. The Bina is coming down, that's Mali de Mali. And that's Mali. Here we're dealing with the Kacham Chagat.
All together. Here all together, so therefore it's okay.
Yeah, it's called that the Gimel Miluim of Elokim. So that's going to be the Amtaka, which is going to happen over there. So let's continue with the Amtaka. So the next words are, again, we have to get to the all the words. Le'ela min. So what's going to happen? Look at the gray part here on page. You have it, David? Bechololos chav ches tevis. Now, but what about the chav ches tevis? She yesh min yehesh shmei rabba ad bealma yechav elaham shetzelim shalem. Remember, that was all for Ima. We saw the Mochim de Gadlus coming in for Ima, and then we saw the Mochim de Gadlus making him talk on the Mochim de Katnas de Ima. Now we're going to see the exact same thing on the Abba side. So here we go. That's Neranche de Neshama de Bin, the Abba. That was Neshama. Neshama means Bina. So again, the Bina, the Abba is coming in. And there's the tzeres that we're looking for, and there's the miloi de miloi. The miloi de miloi, except over here, is not going to be of ma, it's going to be of sag. It's going to be of sag. Okay? Now, where's it going to go to? To the same way. Wherever it came from, the same address is going to come down, except from, instead of from Abba, is going to change to Zah. So it's a part of Bina. Which is the Gal. And the code language in Patsufim is Achapi Vinukva Vyasu. Deasia de Zah de Atsilus ve Deasia Atachtoina. Okay, now let's skip over the page. And then finally he says over here, Vamrinan Amen. And it says the Arashash Betevus Amen. When you say the word Amen, then what are you going to Machavi? Machavi Lahamshir Gimel Tzalme and Ranchi. Nachi de Ranchi, that's the Kachav. De Nachi de Naranchi de Ruach. De Mochim de Gadi Katnus de Abba. Shem Gimel Elohim Meleim Chochma de Yudim Bina Beheim Das de Alfim. Das de Alfim. I say the ganze Kachav will be coming down. And then, where is it going to? Lekachab Chaga Devag Dezah. This is all the Mochim Dekatnas coming down now. Avaba. Sheem Achapi Benukva Veyasu. The Kodesh Kodosh and the Asiya Dezah De Atzilu Ve Asiya Atachtoi. Okay? Again, we haven't done any Amtok yet. All we've done so far is brought down the Mochim Dekatnas. Now we're bringing the Mochim Dekatnas that we sing over here. That's the Kachab coming in. So there we go. We see here the Yechaven ki Omen Gematria Gimel Yudke, that's 91 altogether. That's the Gematria of Omen. That's what we saw in the Dush beforehand. The Hai in the Alofim, the Gimel Morchim Dezah, when it's Memul, when you imalu them. The Nachi, which is the Kachav of the Ruach, the Katnis, the Abba. This is the Katnis coming in. And here we go. So, those are the three Yud Ks coming in, Gematria of Amen. Then the Kesef Chochma Bina, and the Mochim of Elohim's, because that's what's coming in, it's Elohim's. Now where's it going to? Says Rashash, Lekachav Chagat Devak, Shem Archa Bivinuk V'yasut. The Kodesh Kodoshim, which always means the Gal, the Asiya, the Zah, the Asiya, the Atzilus, the Asiya, Atachton. Now finally what's important is the last, below the dotted line on page 207. He says, this is the Amtok. Gam Yechav Lehamtik. Now he says, over there we just used one word to do the Hamtok over there by the Katnas of Ima. Yisborach. Here we're using Chav Ches Oisius. Eilu is a Gal de Katnas de Abba. You have to turn over the page. So what's going to happen is the Gal de Katnas, there we have it. So there we're going to have the Yud K Vav K. Again, it's Mochim de Gadlus coming in down. That's the Milo de Milo, because we're dealing with the Bina Shabo. And those are the Miluim of the Elohim's. And there we don't find any Shinoi. It's always Elohim's B'Miloim. And the three Miluim always, it's either the Yudim, Ahahin, and Alafim. Okay, so that's it. So we've now done successfully three different amtakas in order to release the chitzonis, in order that we should no longer be afraid that Ali Day the Kaddish, which is the Koach Kaddish, Be'etzim is to Mimale Zaf Mimokom Lemokom, and we're afraid that the chitzonis are going to grab onto them and go into the next Mokom, next Oilam. We're no longer afraid of that. Okay, let's continue by it. On page 208. Seder Kabbalah Sakadish Shachin Gam Libi Atachta.
What is this? This answer, what is this?
That's Mokom the Kaddish coming in.
That's coming in.
On the previous page, 206, is Mokom the Kaddish is coming in.
Yeah.
207 is showing Mokom the Kaddish is coming in. And the bottom of the page 207 is showing the Amtaka.
How can you get the Amtaka before Bichal Mokom the Kaddish is coming in?
Excuse me?
How do you get the Amtaka before the Mokom the Kaddish is coming in? The Kaddish is coming in. We have Amtaka already. It's Gadol Kaddish Merabo.
You're talking about Ima.
No, Abba.
You're talking about Abba? Okay. This is Abba now.
This is Abba, yeah? So we have already Amtakas for Abba.
We have...
In Rishonah, Shniyah.
Right, we have three Amtakas.
We don't have the Mokhin Bichlal.
I don't catch
you. We don't have the Mokhin Dekat. In the Inu Amen, Yamam Sheikh, Salme, Nachidah, and Chidur Olah, the Mokhin Dekatnos, the Abba. Before the Inu Amen, you don't have the Mokhin Dekatnos. So, it's Gadol Merabo. Let's be mamtik something in Abba. There's nothing to be mamtik. There's no mochin the katnus bichlal.
Let's follow the order here.
Yeah.
Okay, let's follow the order.
Is Gadol Kaddish Merabo. Is there any amtoki in it?
No.
No?
No. How can you tell me the katnus is not there?
So what is all the...
Again, when you bring in the katnus, remember... Especially when we spoke about the Zmachloik is how to understand the first Amtaka. Remember, let's go back to the first Amtaka.
Yeah.
The first Amtaka, the Zmachloik is between the Sadeh and Rabbeinu Salim, if you remember.
Yes.
And what Shad, the Rishimo, is something Me'esmol, the coming back. But we said preferably it's easier to understand the Sadeh. The Sadeh learns that the Gadlus Bechla doesn't come in. So where is this Rishimu which came in first?
In first.
What?
The Gadlus isn't coming in the first Amtaka.
It hasn't come in at all. It's still hovering above the head of Zas, is the Sadeh.
It's only
the Ha'olah which is coming in.
Yes.
So, but nevertheless, Im Kol Zeh, you always have to have Katnus there in order to make it.
What is this Imu Amen?
What?
You say that we bring the Katnus into...
Again, the way it's going to work is like this. When you say the word is Gadol, I think we should really wait to the end. We'll put it all together. It is very confusing. There's a lot of words here and you're doing a lot of different things.
No, it's very clear.
It's not very clear. When you say Yizgada, what happens when you say Yizgada?
I can't tell you. It's very long. I don't want
That's to what I'm it. Saying. So let's wait to the end. We're going to put it all together and you'll see slowly as you're saying the words.
No, but the Imu Amen, you can't speak about Mochen de Gadus. If before the Imu Amen we speak about Mochen de Gadus and I'm talking, you can't tell me, the Imu Amen, nah, let's bring Mochen de Gadus. What do you mean? We work from the beginning.
I'm not sure where you are. Again, before Imu Amen, you don't have Mochen de Kaddish in Abba.
That's my problem, but we've got Amtaka.
Where's the
Amtaka? What are you Mamtik?
Show me where the Amtaka is. I only see the Amtaka where he says at the end, Gam Yichav Lehamtik Chav Ches Oysters, then the Amtaka is after that.
Yeah.
After you say Imu Amen.
This one, it's this third Amtaka, but all the Amtaka that we don't think
now. Now you asked me a question beforehand then. Not this.
Yeah. I'm asking from Yizgal to Shmerabo, we are working with Amtakos. Am I right? Am I right? Ikaven Amtik, I'm working the Ibo Vinikada, Ulchaber Kolavaya, they're looking at all of this.
What page are you looking at? Show me where exactly in the Siddur and.
I don't know, maybe you're right.
Okay, like I said, let's just wait before we start asking kashas on the Rishash, how can you do Amtakas before Katnas. I agree it's very complicated because you have a lot of words and these words, you're doing multiple things as you're saying these words and we're chopping up as well the Kaddish, which doesn't help as well. We're going Shalom Mugda Mumcha over here. But let's wait till we get more information. And so Shem, at the end, like I tell anybody learning Kaddish, you can't really see actually what's going on until you get to the end, and working with the siddur in a hamsha. But the way we're doing over here, we're cutting up in little pieces, so it gets a bit confusing.
We said, "Amtaka rishona nasit achar arba tevot is gadol iskadesh melabo." Yeah, that's before amen.
When you say the four words, okay, what are you bringing down?
Amtaka rishona. So you bring.
Let's put everything back together. Okay, let's continue. Now, all we've been talking about so far is, again, we've been talking about Tachton as well, but now we're going to talk about particularly the Amtoka that's going to be happening in Bia Tachton. Every time we see this chart, if you realize that we're splitting Zion to three different parts, this is going to be the gathers part, this is going to be the Yinika part, and this is going to be the Ibo part. That's why I like this chart very much, because he splits it up according to the Shah Kavanas. And he says as follows.
You say Gadlus is Gar,
you have two Gadlus. You have the Gar Navak.
A Gar Navak as well as Gadlus?
That's right.
And Yinika is Chagat?
Yinika is Chagat, that's right.
Okay.
And in Chagat is split Kachab and Chagat and Nayi.
Everything is there.
Yinika.
And Ibu is in Nayi.
Number 10. Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Okay. So, it says, "V'solam shochas amochim deganos heima." Let's say it's the liza the oisa olam koach laalois laalois leolam she'elo. So that's the primary focus of primary purpose of kaddish is to bring the world of asiya or bia datzilus into atzilus. Me'olam leolam. And also we bring mochem de katus anim tokim alide mochem de katus. That's the second purpose. Is to do am toke alide de kadosh. But as always, kedei the dochas of the kadosh shelo yachzu be'aliyas zad de potus olam abia datzilus. Ha'ole be'kadishem me'olam le'olam. So we're pushing down the chitzonim in order that they should and go into a higher world. So lefi ze nira alcho shekavanos amshoch zavokim meelo einam shaychem lebiyad atachtoin. So ki im einam olim aliyah gemurah meolim leolim el rak tlat al gal tlav ki adua. So therefore, since the Ariza says the whole problem is that we're afraid the chitzonim are going to jump onto into the world of asiya, and as it's going up, it might theoretically take the chitzonim all the way up to atzilus. But that's not shach by Bia Tachton. So it's vayisachos from there that this ganze vote of Amtaka would only apply to Bia Datzilus and not Bia Tachton. On that he says, Omnam Rabbeinu Hashar Ziyah, B'na Sholom, Obesid HaKodesh Melamdeinu, Shikol HaKavonos HaMshach Chosam, HaMshachas, HaNaz, Hey, magam lebia tachtor. It's machadish b'rashash that you should not make that diuk that the Amtaka only applies to bia datzilus, but rather the Amtaka also applies to bia tachtorim. Rak shebia datzilus yalul neolam leoyma veilu bia tachtorim yikablu etzemochim bimkoyman belvad vechen afilu bekadishim the acha amida. And he's going to prove it because even acha amida after you had all the aliyas, so you think then well we don't have to say any more kaddish or anything. No, shekava olo olamas bia datzilus So all the condition after that is going to be dafka in atzilus as well. But you're not working with bringing me'olim le'olim either. Sider Rabbeinu שבסידור הקודש כבונוס קדיש מאילו למשך את המוחים גם לבי התחתון במקום שבביע. But then they're going to be משפיע from up downwards now. מלבד המשוח הזה לבי עד הצילוס שבתוך הצילוס. So you see that the קדישים have to do with being משפיע to the בי התחתון.
That's strange.
ואיים בספר קודש עלינה.
Oh, it's a big question this.
Well, what's the problem?
Because בישלמה, the וכן, yeah? Bishlam Mitzad, what's going on in Atzilus itself, there is still an Aliyah. Amido.
Yeah.
So what do you bring?
What?
If it's already done, if you got already the Mochim Degadus right. in place, what are you doing?
What we said, you bring in the power good, you bring various things over here.
Yeah.
There's only Oilem and Oilem from Asiyah to Yetziyah to Tibre. Once you're in Atzilus, there's no more Aliyahs. There's no aliyahs in Atzilus. No, there's no aliyahs, but what you're doing is you're giving shefa to the olamas which are there.
Well, it's a new shefa.
More shefa, yeah.
More shefa is the same kavanas?
No. What he's trying to say over here is that this Indian of Kaddish is lav davka have to do with the aliyahs of olamas. Because if you learn that Kaddish only has to do with the aliyahs of olamas, that means that Kaddisha must nothing do with Bia Tachton. Because Bia Tachton, there's no aliyahs.
Yeah.
So it's proving to Nishtazoy. You see, the Kaddish applies even the world of Atzilus. Once all the Bia Atzilus has gone into Atzilus and there's no aliyahs, now for Peking, you're still doing Kaddish. So you see, Kaddish not only has to do with the aliyahs, it has to do with just Hamshach al Shefer.
But he says something else. He doesn't bring the proof. He says, "V'chen afilu b'kadishim lecharam mido shegvar halu nas b'biyad atzvel atzilus v'chosel alesam u'betoy chatzus atzmoi sider abedma kadosh v'kavanas kadishim le'am shechasam mochin gam lebiyad tachtonim."
That's right. That it's not only being mashpia
in the elyonim,
and no, it's more than that. So he's trying to say again. Remember what his diuk was. He seems to be saying the eino oilim. If it's eino oilim,
so why do you do it bichlal?
What's the in? No, elamai that you're not being mashpia the bia tachton. And he's saying not like that. It's not only an eliyah dikazach for the kaddishim. Only an eliyah dikazach for the kaddishim. You're going to see that the Rashash puts in that there is a spa even to be attacked, even though it's not moving, it hasn't gone up. Ve'ata alim levaya, the mila to be that silos the oilim me oilim lo oilim aliyah gemura. Hey, matzirichim lekamel lesay mochim shiul lehem koach lalos shloach zuah bekalim. So the be that silos which are going fleeing from world to world, they're going to need a big koach to make sure that Kali are not, there's not chiza with them. Ola, bia tachtoinim, oilim tlat agav tlat v'levad, l'shemal imshachon lahem mekadish, amokin d'yinika. So it's going back to the previous kasha. So if the all chashash is that you're going to bring up the chitzoinim, and that's only shal b'bia d'atzilus, and that's why you make the kadishim, so obviously, why are we being mashpia, adarav, why are we mashpia to bia tachton if there's no chashash of being mal the chitzoinim? So Shemati Meagon Rav Tzadik Amakubal Rav Yitzchak Meir Morgenstern. You know who that is? Shlita. Rosh Yeshiva Toras Chochom.
Was I know that inside?
Yeah. It's a Meir. Mahalik Yafel Levi Eze Inyan. Oh, see, it's a personal mention here. Vuhu Adel Shalamadlo Vekavonis Ishei. Ishei. Kaddish. Hold it, this is being taped. Right, so half the world's going to see this thing. Now, Ishe, there's three in Yon over here with three different kavanas. Ishe, Kaddish, Behodu. So we can always edit it. Okay, we're not going to go into all the kavanas of Ishe and then Kaddish and Behodu. But the kids are, you bring Mamshech Naran Legar De'asiyah. Shafilu she'olu pam rishona bi'ishe, what you said, the word, that powerful word ishe, lina, even though you've done an aliyah li'ishe, lina'i de yetzira, ממשיכים להם תוספת האור הרוח ונשמה המעלה אויסם בבחינס פנימיס יויסם. So you have this idea of tosefes. We find this even though you've done the amshacha, you're going to repeat the amshacha by adding what's called tosefes pnimis yosef. Ken bebi atachtonim shafilu oilim tlat agav tlats bilvads mechavnim laham shel rahem tosefes ha'ora she'olu bebechinas pnimis u'mu'una b'yosef. Remember the kasha kasha was, so what are you, what in bechalal are you gaining from doing Kaddish, Saibi, they're going tlat to tlat, and there's no chashash anyway, the chitzon are going by oil. So what is this, amshachas Hashem al yedei Kaddish to the Bia Tachta? What are you for dealing? What are you gaining from here? Tell us what he wants to say over here. Then you give it what's called Tesefes Kedusha. Now we find this Indian by Ishe, and this different Indian, Ishe and Kaddish and Hodu. Tamil is a shah gambi Kaddish de Achamida. Even Achamida, after all the aliyahs already done, so what do you then have to be mashpia to be a tachta for? You've gone, the tachlis is to go up to atzilus. That's always a tachlis. So why are you now being mashpia to be a tachta? Shafila kava olo olam was a be a tachtoinim. That. You've done all, already that. So once again, you're going to be mashpia for what? What's the purpose? Not in laem to sefes ashpa le ol dech ol olam a be a datzilus dad shebe atzilus ali de kaddishim ve. Divrei pi chochom chen. So he seems to be liking this pshat that it's an in and of just Tosefes Kedusha. Okay, so I think we're going to stop it here because we're running out of time. For sure, we'll continue next time.